Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1789, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The special demurrer, because said ground of demurrer presented no good and sufficient reason in law for striking that portion of the motion of plaintiff in error in said second ground of the special demurrer pointed out, the said portion of the motion, as movant contends, being material and relevant to the assertion of the right of movant as set forth in paragraph 7 of his said motion, and plaintiff in error specifies as all the record material to a clear understanding of the errors complained of, the following. 1. The motion of plaintiff in error, Leo M. Frank, to set aside the verdict of guilty of murder rendered against him, together with the order of the court thereon of April 16, 1914, the entry of filing thereon, and the acknowledgment of service made on behalf of the State of Georgia by Honorable Hugh M. Dorsey, its Solicitor General. 2. The amendment to said motion, allowed by the court and filed June 6, 1914. 3. The demurrer, both general and special, to the said motion. 4. The judgment of the court sustaining the demurrer and dismissing the motion. And now, within 20 days from the date of the rendition of said judgment, and at the term of the court at which the same was rendered, comes Leo M. Frank, as plaintiff in error, and presents this his bill of exceptions, and prays that the same may be signed and certified, that the errors alleged to have been committed may be considered and corrected. Signed, R. Parker, H. A. Matthews, L. Z. Rosser, illegible attorneys at law for plaintiff in error, residing at Atlanta, Georgia. I do certify that the foregoing bill of exceptions is true and specifies all of the record material to a clear